spells, the origins, types, and ethics of spell-casting spells, structured rituals, or verbal incantations, have been used across cultures for centuries to influence people, events, and the natural world. Rooted in folklore, religion, and mysticism, spells serve various purposes, from healing and protection to love, fortune, and revenge. This essay explores the cultural significance of spells, the types and methods used in different traditions, and the ethical considerations surrounding their practice. It offers insight into the enduring human desire to harness unseen forces for personal or communal benefit. Spells, exploring their purposes, history, and cultural impact. Spells are structured practices or incantations used in various cultural and religious contexts to invoke supernatural or mystical forces to bring about a desired outcome. Typically, spells consist of specific words, gestures, and ritual objects that align with the spell's purpose, such as protection, healing, love, or fortune. The roots of spellcasting can be traced back thousands of years to early human societies where rituals were performed to ensure survival, bring prosperity, or influence natural events like rainfall or harvests. Historically, spells are a form of magical technology, meaning they are structured actions or words believed to harness unseen powers that affect the physical or spiritual world. Different cultures have their own spellcasting traditions, from the use of mantras in Eastern traditions to the charms and incantations of Western folk magic. In some practices, spells are closely tied to religious belief systems, such as the rituals in Wicca or Kabbalah, while in others, spells function more as folk practices passed down through generations without formal religious affiliations. The term spell carries deep-rooted meanings in ancient languages, notably Hebrew and Aramaic, reflecting the significance of spoken words in magical practices. In Hebrew, the concept of a spell is associated with the meanings to utter or to whisper, highlighting the belief that spoken words hold intrinsic power to manifest intentions. This subtle pronunciation, often a gentle utterance or whisper, is particularly relevant in white magic, where benevolent spells are traditionally spoken softly to convey purity, protection, or healing. This aligns with the idea that spoken words, especially when articulated with care and intention, can influence positive energies and foster alignment with divine forces. Similarly, in Aramaic, one of the ancient languages associated with spiritual and mystical traditions, words for spell casting imply to call upon or to cast out, focusing on the invocation or dismissal of energies. This aligns with the practice of directing energy towards a specific outcome or guiding unwanted forces away. In both languages, the essence of spell casting lies in the sound and intention behind the words, where the spoken voice serves as a bridge between the material and spiritual worlds. These ancient meanings underscore the power attributed to vocalized spells, illustrating how carefully chosen words and tones shape the effectiveness of the magic. From an academic perspective, spells can be understood as part of a society's cultural expression, embodying its values, fears, and desires. They offer insight into how communities perceive the spiritual world and their agency within it, revealing a blend of ritual, belief, and the human desire to influence and understand life's mysteries. The historical origins of spell casting across ancient civilizations. The origins of spell casting reach back to some of humanity's earliest civilizations, where magic and spells were deeply embedded in cultural, spiritual, and social frameworks. From Egypt and Mesopotamia to Greece, Rome, and beyond, ancient societies viewed magic as a means to access supernatural power to influence the physical and spiritual realms. Spells and the pharaohs. In ancient Egypt, spells were integral to funerary practices, with texts like the Book of the Dead providing spells to protect and guide the deceased in the afterlife. Egyptian priests and sorcerers invoked deities such as Isis and Osiris for protection, love, and health, making spell casting a respected practice for achieving both earthly and spiritual well-being. Spell casting in Mesopotamia. In Mesopotamia, spells were predominantly used for protection against evil forces. Ancient Mesopotamians attributed misfortune and illness to demons, so priests performed rituals and incantations to drive these spirits away. Sumerian tablets reveal some of the earliest records of spells, where prayers and rituals were detailed for appeasing gods or banishing spirits. Priests played a critical role in spell casting, serving as intermediaries between gods and humans, with their spells seen as divinely sanctioned. Greek and Roman contributions to spell casting. Greek and Roman societies made significant contributions to spell casting, blending it with philosophy, religion, and medicine. In Greek mythology, figures like Circe and Hecate symbolize both the allure and potential dangers of magic. The Greeks created complex magical systems that included curses, amulets, and love spells. Romans, influenced by Greek practices, used spells in various aspects of life, including agriculture, warfare, love, and health. Roman soldiers, for example, often used protective spells before battles, while affluent Romans sought love spells for romantic pursuits. Spell casting in Jewish tradition. In Jewish traditions, early Kabbalistic practices viewed spells as a source of divine protection and healing. Hebrew, considered a sacred language, was believed to hold power in its words, with certain phrases able to invoke or command supernatural forces. Jewish amulets inscribed with prayers or divine names acted as protective spells against illness and misfortune, highlighting the connection between spell casting and religious purity in Jewish culture. Celtic and Druidic spell casting. In Celtic Druidic practices in ancient Britain and Ireland, spells were closely connected to nature, emphasizing the earth, water, and sky's energies. Druids used plants, trees, and stones in spells for healing, protection, and divination. Rituals held during seasonal changes invoked the spirits of the land, reinforcing a worldview where human intentions aligned with nature's cycles to ensure harmony and prosperity. Polynesian and Maori spell casting practices. Polynesian and Maori cultures incorporated spell casting as part of ancestral and spiritual connections. Polynesian kahunas performed powerful chants and rituals for protection and success, while the Maori in New Zealand used spells and incantations to secure harvests and maintain harmony. These spells were vital for community well-being, underscoring a deep respect for nature and ancestral spirits. African spell casting traditions. In African cultures, spell casting varied greatly across regions, reflecting a rich diversity of beliefs. In West Africa, Yoruba traditions involved invoking orishas, spiritual deities, for protection and healing. Central African spell casting included the use of fetishes and talismans in rituals often led by shamans. African magic emphasized communal well-being, with spells commonly performed to safeguard families, communities, and crops, showcasing a close connection between humans and nature. Spell casting in ancient China. In China, spell casting dates back to ancient dynasties, with Taoist priests using talismans, chants, and rituals to protect against evil spirits and disease. Taoist magic emphasized harmony between the natural and supernatural, and spells often sought to balance energies within a person's life for health and prosperity. Ancestor worship was central to Chinese magic, with spells often invoking the guidance and blessings of deceased relatives. Native American spell casting and healing rituals. In Native American traditions, spells were part of healing ceremonies led by shamans or medicine men. These rituals included smudging and sacred dances to cleanse negative energies and restore physical and spiritual balance. Native American spells were typically earth-centered, drawing on the powers of plants, animals, and celestial bodies to address spiritual imbalances believed to cause illness or misfortune. The global significance of spell casting. Across these diverse cultures, spell casting served as a tool for protection, healing, and prosperity, each society shaping the practice to fit its unique worldview. The widespread use of spells illustrates humanity's shared desire to connect with unseen forces to influence and harmonize life. By exploring these traditions, we see how ancient spell casting evolved into complex belief systems that continue to inspire fascination today, offering insights into both historical and modern spiritual practices. Samuel Zohar Yanai provides powerful protection rituals to guard against harmful energies and spiritual threats. For more information, explore Protection Spells, a comprehensive guide. Types of Spells and Their Purposes, a Cross-Cultural Guide. Spells have deep cultural and spiritual significance across various societies, each crafted with the intent to influence areas such as love, luck, protection, and even darker outcomes. This article explores the purposes and types of spells used worldwide, examining their cultural roots and the diverse beliefs that shape spellcasting practices. Attraction, obsession, and love spells across cultures. Love spells are among the most controversial types of magic, as they often involve manipulating another person's emotions. While some view love spells as harmless or even romantic, others argue that they infringe upon free will, creating ethical dilemmas. Historically, love spells were used to enhance attraction, but some cultures placed restrictions on them, viewing such spells as morally questionable. The ethical implications continue to be debated, with practitioners cautioning against using love spells without consideration for consent and long-term consequences. Good luck spells, invoking favorable outcomes. Good luck spells are rituals used to attract prosperity, success, and favorable outcomes, especially in times of uncertainty or major transitions. Practitioners often use good luck charms such as four-leaf clovers, horseshoes, or specific herbs like basil to invoke positive energies. These spells are believed to align individuals with forces of fortune, helping them to overcome obstacles or draw positive results in their lives. Money spells and wealth-attracting rituals. Money spells focus on attracting financial prosperity, improving business success, or creating unexpected windfalls. These spells typically involve symbols of abundance, like green candles, coins, and basil or cinnamon. In some African and Caribbean customs, practitioners perform rituals to draw wealth into their lives or ensure financial stability. Money spells, also known as fortune spells in certain cultures, are popular among those seeking financial security or career advancement. Healing spells for physical and emotional wellness. Healing spells aim to promote physical recovery, emotional resilience, and mental clarity. Ingredients like lavender, rosemary, and sage are often used for their perceived healing properties, along with practices like meditation or visualization. In South Asian traditions, healing spells are combined with natural remedies and spiritual guidance to restore balance and well-being. Healing spells often reflect a holistic approach, addressing both physical ailments and underlying emotional or spiritual issues. Protection spells and ancient protective symbols. Protective spells are a universal response to perceived spiritual threats, used across cultures to ward off negative energies or harmful entities. In African and Caribbean traditions, protective spells may involve talismans and offerings to deities or ancestral spirits, while Native American cultures use smudging and prayer to cleanse spaces. Protective spells provide a sense of security, reflecting each culture's beliefs about the unseen world and the need to shield oneself from external harm. These practices reinforce social and cultural values, highlighting the protective role of spells in maintaining spiritual and emotional balance. Banishment spells for cleansing negative energies. Banishment spells are intended to expel negative energies, spirits, or curses. Common in African and European traditions, banishment spells often involve rituals with salt, incense, and protective herbs to cleanse spaces or individuals of harmful energies. By performing these spells, practitioners aim to purify their environment, creating a safe and balanced space. Banishment spells serve as both a protective and cleansing measure, freeing practitioners from perceived harm. Friendship spells, building bonds and harmony. Friendship spells foster companionship, harmony, and mutual understanding between individuals. Common elements include pink candles, lavender, and honey to represent harmony and sweetness. In some traditions, friends may exchange charms or tokens to reinforce the bond established by the spell. Friendship spells are performed to resolve conflicts, create connections, or strengthen existing relationships, allowing individuals to cultivate trust and loyalty. Dark spells and evil spells, controlling and influencing outcomes. Dark spells, sometimes referred to as evil spells, are performed to control, manipulate, or harm others. These spells typically involve symbolic items like black candles, mirrors, or personal tokens to enhance the spell's potency. In some traditions, dark spells are seen as necessary for self-defense or retaliation, while others view them as ethically challenging due to their potential harm. Evil spells are often performed in secret and are considered controversial within many magical communities. Death spell, extreme intentions in rare practices. Spells for death are among the rarest and most controversial forms of black magic, intended to cause significant harm. A spell for death involves deeply symbolic items such as bones, graveyard soil, or images of the target, linking the ritual directly to the individual. These spells are viewed as taboo and are practiced only within specific, often secretive, communities. Historically, such spells were performed in tightly controlled settings for reasons of revenge or extreme protection, and they remain controversial in modern spiritual circles. The role of symbols, ingredients, and ethics in spellcasting. Each type of spell is enhanced by specific symbols and ingredients, whether for good luck, love, or protection. Colors, herbs, and items like crystals or talismans amplify the energy and intention behind each spell, grounding the practice in cultural symbolism. For example, green is often associated with money spells, red with love spells, and black with dark spells, each color believed to carry its unique energy. The symbolism and tools in spells rely on various symbols, tools, and ingredients that help to direct the practitioner's energy and intention. Common elements include herbs and crystals. Healing herbs like rosemary or lavender are commonly used, while protective stones like black tourmaline provide added strength in protection spells. Candles and color symbolism. Colors are chosen to reflect the spell's intent, such as green for money spells, red for love, and black for dark spells, with each color symbolizing specific energies. Amulets and talismans. Amulets are used to repel negative forces, while talismans, such as the hamsa, help maintain protective energies. Many cultures create personalized amulets that align with the specific needs of the spellcaster. Ethics play a crucial role in spellcasting, with some traditions, like Wicca, adhering to the threefold law, which posits that any energy sent out, whether positive or negative, will return threefold. Practitioners are encouraged to consider the consequences of their actions, as some spells may have unintended effects. The choice of spell and its intent is often guided by personal or cultural beliefs, shaping the way individuals approach and practice spellcasting. Samuel Zohar Yanai approaches his spiritual practices with a deep commitment to ethics, focusing on safe and responsible methods that respect the individual's well-being. His expertise lies in carefully designed rituals for curse removal, protection, and spiritual cleansing, which prioritize the client's long-term peace and balance. If you are interested in learning more, explore how his ethical spell removal practices guide clients to freedom from negative influences. Yanai's approach is grounded in traditional Kabbalistic principles, ensuring that each ritual aligns with a high standard of respect and integrity, fostering empowerment and personal growth. Cultural perspectives on spell use. Spells hold unique significance across cultures. Western traditions, emphasizing personal empowerment, Western magic often incorporates spells for good luck, love, and prosperity within ethical boundaries. African and Caribbean practices. African and Caribbean cultures often view spells as a means to connect with spirits or ancestors, offering protective or retaliatory magic. South Asian beliefs. South Asian traditions, such as those involving Jadutana, frequently use spells for healing, protection, and prosperity, drawing on centuries-old beliefs. This guide provides an overview of spell types and cultural practices, exploring how spells like good luck spells, money spells, and protection spells reflect human beliefs and values. Through a cross-cultural lens, we see that spells offer a structured way to seek connection, control, and security within the complexities of the spiritual world. Spell casting in modern society, revival and transformation. In modern society, spell casting has seen a revival, largely within contemporary spiritual practices like Wicca, neo-paganism, and New Age movements. These practices have redefined traditional spell casting, combining ancient symbols and beliefs with modern values. The popularity of Wicca, with its emphasis on ethical spell casting and nature-based rituals, has led to a surge in interest, especially among younger generations. Similarly, New Age spiritualists incorporate crystals, meditation, and affirmations into spell casting, transforming traditional practices to suit modern sensibilities. This resurgence reflects a blend of ancient wisdom with a focus on self-empowerment, highlighting the adaptability and relevance of spells in today's world. Spells in popular media, influence and representation. Popular media has shaped public perceptions of spell casting, often depicting it as mysterious and potentially dangerous. Movies like The Craft and books like Harry Potter reinforce the allure of magic, while also presenting spells as powerful and risky. These portrayals influence cultural beliefs, presenting spell casting as both captivating and fearsome. Fictional representations often blur the lines between black and white magic, reinforcing stereotypes about spells' moral ambiguity. This portrayal has had a lasting impact, creating a fascination with the occult while contributing to misconceptions about the ethics and practices involved in actual spell casting traditions. The science and psychology behind spell casting. Scientific explanations for the effects of spell casting often focus on psychological and sociological theories, such as the placebo effect, belief systems, and the power of suggestion. Studies suggest that belief in spells can influence behavior, with individuals experiencing real emotional or physical changes based on their expectations. The placebo effect, for example, shows how belief can impact health outcomes, while self-fulfilling prophecies explain how intentions and expectations can shape reality. Sociologically, spells may serve as a form of cognitive reassurance, helping practitioners feel empowered by actively addressing their desires or fears. The role of spells in healing practices and folk medicine. Spells have historically been intertwined with folk medicine, complementing herbal remedies and traditional healing practices. In African and Native American cultures, for example, spells and herbal treatments were commonly combined to address physical and spiritual ailments. Ritual chants, herbal concoctions, and prayer create a holistic approach to healing, blending medicine with spirituality. This intersection of magic and healing reflects a holistic view of well-being, where physical and spiritual health are closely linked, and treatment involves addressing the individual's entire being. For those seeking a holistic approach to well-being, Samuel Zohar Yanai, a spiritual healer, offers services that blend ancient Kabbalistic practices with modern insights to address both physical and spiritual imbalances. His methods focus on cleansing negative energies and fostering harmony within the individual. To learn more about his approach to comprehensive healing, explore his work in Spiritual Coach. The power of words in spellcasting, meaning, symbolism, and vibration. Using words in spellcasting is a long-standing tradition across cultures and belief systems. Words, whether they hold explicit meaning or are used purely for their sound and resonance, play a central role in shaping the intentions, outcomes, and symbolic power of a spell. The interplay between language, sound, and energy forms the backbone of many rituals, as words are seen as conduits of intention that can invoke spiritual forces, direct energy, and shape reality. This article explores the importance of words in spellcraft, examining their meaning, symbolic significance, and the impact of sound, frequency, and vibration. Words and their explicit meanings in spells. In many spellcasting traditions, the words spoken during a spell carry a direct meaning that reflects the practitioner's intention. Words are often carefully chosen to align precisely with the desired outcome, such as phrases meant to bring protection, attract love, or bring good fortune. In Wicca, for example, practitioners may use phrases like, "I call upon protection's light," to clearly state the intention of safeguarding. The explicit meaning of these words channels the spellcaster's intent, directing it outward in a way that is believed to influence outcomes in the material or spiritual realm. Additionally, certain languages are thought to hold specific powers in spellcraft, lending a greater depth of meaning and authority. Latin, for instance, is frequently used in Western spellcasting due to its historical association with sacred texts, incantations, and mysticism. Similarly, in Kabbalistic traditions, Hebrew words, such as divine names, are considered powerful in summoning protective energies or invoking specific attributes. Here, the explicit meanings embedded in these words allow practitioners to tap into a long-standing spiritual heritage, amplifying the spell's effectiveness. One of the most well-known words associated with spellcasting, abracadabra, has significant meaning in both Hebrew and Aramaic. In Aramaic, the root words abra, in Hebrew evra, mean I will create, and dabra, in Hebrew adabra, means I will speak, combining to mean I will create what I speak. This phrase emphasizes the power of intention behind spoken words, a core principle in spellcasting where speaking words aloud is believed to manifest one's will into reality. Additionally, Aramaic holds unique spiritual importance in Judaism, as it is traditionally considered an archalanguage that evil spirits, including the devil, cannot comprehend. For this reason, the Jewish prayer recited at funerals, known as the Kaddish, is spoken in Aramaic, as it is believed to safely and directly elevate the soul to heaven without interference from malicious entities. Symbolic meaning of words in spells. In addition to their literal meanings, many words carry symbolic meanings that resonate with deeper layers of cultural or spiritual significance. Words that symbolize elemental forces, spiritual beings, or specific emotions are common in spells, as they evoke images and associations that heighten the practitioner's intent. For instance, words like fire and flame may be used in spells to signify transformation, passion, or purification, reflecting the qualities traditionally associated with fire in symbolic frameworks. The symbolic use of words allows practitioners to align their intentions with archetypal energies that go beyond the individual level, connecting to collective understandings of concepts like courage, peace, or renewal. In many indigenous cultures, words for natural elements like water, earth, wind, and fire are invoked to symbolize the interconnectedness of all things. By incorporating these symbols, practitioners aim to harmonize their intentions with universal principles, enhancing the spell's resonance and reach. Nonsense words and the role of sound in spellcasting. While many spells use words with explicit or symbolic meanings, some traditions rely on nonsense words or syllables chosen for their sound alone. These words, which have no literal meaning, serve as a means of focusing energy through their phonetic qualities, rhythm, or sound frequency. In Druidic and Celtic traditions, for example, practitioners use chants that may appear nonsensical but are intended to evoke specific emotional states or vibrations associated with nature and spirituality. The sound of these words can be just as influential as their meaning, as they create vibrational frequencies believed to affect both the practitioner and the surrounding environment. This approach finds a parallel in mantra-based meditation, where Sanskrit syllables like Om or Ram are repeated not for their literal meaning, but for their vibration, which is thought to align the mind and spirit with a specific energy or deity. Similarly, in spellcasting, nonsense words like Hocus Pocus or Shazam hold value not because of their definition but due to the power of their sound and resonance, which can serve to build a sense of momentum and intention within the ritual. The power of frequency and vibration in spells. In spells that rely on sound rather than meaning, the frequency and vibration of spoken words play a crucial role in shaping the spell's impact. Sound frequencies are understood to affect physical, emotional, and spiritual planes, with specific tones believed to influence or harmonize with certain energies. Many cultures employ chants, incantations, or drum-based rituals to reach specific frequencies, as the vibrations are thought to interact with the natural environment and the spellcaster's energy field. Modern studies of sound, such as cymatics, the study of visible sound vibrations, have shown that different frequencies can create distinct patterns in physical media like water or sand. Spellcasters who focus on sound believe that similar principles apply in the realm of energy and intention, where certain frequencies align with desired outcomes, such as healing, protection, or transformation. In many indigenous traditions, practitioners chant or use drumming to create rhythmic vibrations that sync with their intentions, creating an energetic resonance that bridges the practitioner's mind and environment. The use of frequency and vibration is particularly important in rituals aiming for protection, grounding, or spiritual elevation, as specific sound patterns are thought to create barriers or alter the energetic state of the practitioner. Low-frequency sounds, for instance, may be used in grounding rituals to foster stability, while high-frequency sounds are thought to elevate the mind and spirit, suitable for spells that seek higher guidance or insight. Combining meaning, symbolism, and sound, an integrated approach to spellcasting. In many traditions, spells integrate words with literal meaning, symbolic significance, and specific sound qualities, creating a layered approach that draws upon multiple dimensions of power. Practitioners may use meaningful phrases combined with words or syllables that evoke particular vibrations, such as, "I am protected," followed by a repeated, resonant hum. By combining these elements, spells achieve a multidimensional impact, aligning the practitioner's intent, cultural symbols, and vibrational energy. For example, a protection spell in Western traditions may include words that explicitly state the intent, symbols that represent safeguarding forces, such as circle or shield, and sounds like humming or chanting to reinforce the protective energy. The combination creates a comprehensive approach to spellcasting that channels both the conscious and unconscious levels of intention, thought, and resonance, forming what practitioners believe is a more powerful and effective ritual. In the practice of Kabbalah, divine names are spoken with a specific rhythm or inflection, believed to align practitioners with a higher spiritual frequency while connecting them to the protective and wise attributes of the divine. By merging words with meaning, symbolism, and sound, Kabbalistic spells or blessings are thought to connect practitioners directly to the energies or archetypes they wish to invoke. Conclusion: the dynamic power of words in spellcasting. The use of words in spellcasting encompasses a wide range of techniques and intentions, where words are chosen not only for their explicit meanings but also for their symbolic resonance and vibrational qualities. Whether through clear statements of intent, symbolic references, or purely sonic chants, words serve as conduits for energy and intention, helping practitioners manifest their goals in the physical and spiritual realms. The combination of meaning, sound, and vibration allows spells to operate on multiple levels, making language a dynamic and integral part of the spellcasting tradition. Samuel Zohar Yanai offers specialized services in spiritual healing, drawing upon ancient practices to cleanse negative energies and support holistic well-being. His approach integrates Kabbalistic techniques to address both physical and emotional imbalances. For those interested in comprehensive healing solutions, learn more about his methods for Kabbalah healing. Spell casting and religion: the relationship between magic and religious beliefs. Exploring the intersection of spells and religion, the relationship between magic and religion is a complex one, as both practices share similar intentions of connecting with the divine or supernatural to seek guidance, protection, or intervention. Spell casting and religious rituals often intersect, with each drawing from deeply rooted traditions that aim to influence unseen forces. In many cultures, religious practices and spells serve as complementary tools, used to achieve goals ranging from spiritual protection to personal empowerment. Magic in religious traditions: in Christianity, certain prayers and rituals mirror protective spells, invoking divine power for safety and healing. While Christianity generally condemns magic, practices such as exorcisms and blessings closely resemble spell casting, as they seek to command spiritual forces for protection. Judaism also incorporates elements akin to spell casting, especially within Kabbalistic traditions, where amulets and prayers inscribed with divine names are used to ward off negative influences and attract positive energies. Islam, similarly, forbids magic but embraces protective verses, such as Ayat al-Kursi, recited to shield individuals from harm, resembling the intent of protective spells. In Hinduism, the use of mantras and rituals serves to invoke specific deities or energies for protection, healing, or prosperity. The chanting of sacred sounds or phrases functions similarly to spells, channeling divine energy toward a specific purpose. Buddhist practices also incorporate chanting and the use of symbolic objects to promote spiritual growth and protection, blurring the lines between religious ritual and magical intention. Cultural beliefs, bridging magic and religion. Across many cultures, magic and religion exist within the same spiritual framework. African and indigenous traditions often integrate magic into religious practices, where invoking ancestors or spiritual entities is common for protection, health, or guidance. These practices highlight a holistic approach to spirituality, where spellcasting is seen not as separate from religion but as a part of one's relationship with divine and natural forces. Ethical and spiritual considerations. The ethical implications of magic within religious contexts also vary. While some religious systems view spellcasting as morally questionable, others see it as a legitimate form of seeking divine aid. This diversity in perspectives underscores the intricate relationship between magic and religion, as each culture navigates the boundaries between acceptable and forbidden practices. In conclusion, the relationship between magic and religion reflects humanity's enduring quest for spiritual connection and protection. By examining the overlap and distinctions between spellcasting and religious beliefs, we gain insight into how various cultures understand and engage with the supernatural, emphasizing the universal need for guidance, empowerment, and harmony. Spells and social control. Historical uses of magic in power dynamics. Historically, spells have been used as tools for asserting authority or control within social hierarchies. In ancient Egypt, priests and rulers employed curses and protective spells to maintain power, often using magic to intimidate rivals or protect assets. Even within family structures, spells were sometimes cast to resolve disputes or ensure loyalty, revealing how magic could serve as a means of social control. This use of spells for power dynamics illustrates the strategic role of magic in influencing others, whether for maintaining order or asserting dominance. By examining these historical examples, one gains insight into the ways magic has been used to shape societal structures and interpersonal relationships. Concluding thoughts on spells and Kabbalistic cleansing practices. Spells, rooted in diverse cultural traditions, serve as powerful tools for addressing fundamental human concerns and desires. Their evolution from ancient civilizations to modern practices reflects humanity's ongoing quest to connect with unseen forces and shape personal reality. From healing and protection to ethical dilemmas and societal influence, the study of spells offers a window into the complexities of belief, ritual, and intention. As spell casting continues to adapt to contemporary contexts, it remains a testament to the enduring power of human spirituality and imagination. Samuel Zohar Yanai provides specialized services to expel and neutralize harmful spiritual influences, utilizing powerful Kabbalistic practices designed to remove and counter negative energies. His approach aims to release clients from dark spells and malicious effects, providing effective cleansing and protection rituals that help individuals break free and recover their peace and well-being. For those looking to stop the impact of curses or dismantle harmful energies, his expert guidance offers a safe path to destroy and get rid of these obstacles. Contact us now by email, phone, or WhatsApp to learn more.